But you know what I'd do if there was a shark or you get electrocuted? I'll take electrocution every single time.
Of the United States, the Chippewa Valley. Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz know that rural America is the backbone of our nation. It's family farms like mine that feed our country, and it's small businesses in towns like Kadot that keep our economy strong. But while Donald Trump was in office, my brothers and I saw firsthand his disastrous trade wars and economic policies, which left many farmers like us struggling and devastated small and mid-sized grain farms. Trump stands on the side of big ag, big oil, and giant corporations, not family farms, and he made it harder for us to compete. Together with President Biden, Kamala Harris has fought for rural communities, whether through fixing our roads and bridges so we can get products to markets, or fighting to expand affordable health care, or helping family farms like mine. Donald Trump and J.D. Vance just don't care about rural America, no matter how much they pretend to. That's why this November, I'm voting for Kamala Harris and Governor Walz. And now it's my honor to introduce our future Vice President, Governor Tim Walz.
In the day we sweated out on the streets of a runaway. Wow. Wow. Hello, Eau Claire. Isn't it good to have a candidate who can pronounce the name correctly? So, wow. Les, thank you. Thank you for the introduction. More importantly, thank you for articulating what we know it means to live out here in the Midwest. Care for your neighbors. Kindness. I want to acknowledge a few people today. Somebody who I have to tell you might be the kindest human being I have ever met, your governor, Tony Evers. A dear friend of mine who I had a chance to serve with in the House of Representatives, an incredible senator, Tammy Baldwin. The people's lawyer, your attorney general, Josh Call. And someone who knows education is the foundation of everything, State Superintendent Jill Underley. All the state and local officials are here, but I want to say that putting a personal privilege on this, I got a bunch of my family down here in the front, so. A couple of them are Badgers, too, by the way, so. And a real special thank you to everybody here. Looking out across here, look, you're busy people. You got things to do. It's a summer day. You had to walk 2 miles. I had nothing to do with that, by the way, nothing. So, but you came here for one beautiful, simple reason. You love this country and this democracy. I couldn't be prouder to be on this ticket to help make Kamala Harris the next president of the United States. You know it. Vice President Harris is on the side of the American people. She took on predators, fraudsters, transnational gang members, she stood up against powerful corporate interests, and she never hesitated, not once, to reach across the aisle if it improved people's lives. Being a Midwesterner too, I know a little something about commitment to people. I was born in a small town in Nebraska where community meant everything. My mom and dad taught me to show generosity to my neighbors and work for a common good. At 17, I joined the Army National Guard. For 24 years, I proudly wore the uniform of this nation. And that service, just as it did for my dad, a Korean War era veteran, and millions of others, I got the GI Bill and it gave me a shot at a college education. My dad was a teacher. My siblings were all teachers. And three of them married teachers. It's noble work. I had the privilege of teaching public school, social studies, and coaching football for 20 years. And for all you Packer and Badgers fan, yeah, we did win a state championship, so it's what we do. But it was my students who encouraged me to run for office. I never thought that much about it, but they saw in me what I was hoping to instill in them. This idea of a commitment to a better world, a common good, a belief that one single person can actually make a difference. I lived in a red district, but my neighbors were kind enough and graced me with the opportunity to go to the United States House of Representatives for 12 years to represent them. I learned how to compromise without compromising my values. And as governor of the great state of Minnesota, I brought all that experience. Okay. Are there Minnesotans in the house today? Bringing that experience to tackling the challenges that we're facing our state. We don't shy away from challenges, but I'll tell you what, Donald Trump, he sees the world differently than with your doctor. Now look, we're pretty neighborly with Wisconsin. We get our friendly battles, but in Minnesota, just like in Wisconsin, we respect our neighbors and the personal choices they make. Even if we wouldn't make the same choices for ourselves, because we know there's a golden rule. Mind your own damn business. Mind your own damn business. I don't need you telling me about our health care. I don't need you telling us who we love. And I sure the hell don't need you telling us what books we're going to read. And there's a very personal one for me, and that includes IVF. Some of you might have heard this. This is very personal for my wife and I. When Gwen and I decided to have children, we went through years of fertility treatments. And I remember each night praying that the call was going to come and it was going to be good news. The phone would ring, tenseness in my stomach, and then the agony when you heard the treatments hadn't worked. So it wasn't by chance that when we welcomed our first child, our beautiful daughter, we named her Hope. When Vice President Harris and everyone here talks about freedom, we mean the freedom to make your own healthcare decisions. And for all of our little ones to be free to go to school without worrying about being shot dead in their classroom. And just like Wisconsin, over in Minnesota, we believe in the Second Amendment, but we also believe in common sense gun violence laws. And just so you know, when I was in Congress, I was the top gun at the trap shoot 3 years in a row. I can outshoot them too. I can outshoot these guys. Look, freedom is when... freedom... Oh! Can we get somebody to help? Somebody's hot. Can we get somebody to help? You okay? Drink some water, folks. It is hot out. Get somebody up. Thank you. Can we get water?
They're so weird.
They're
okay?
So weird. Thank you all for helping. Grateful. Thank you. Thank y'all. Take care of one another on this. This is why we gather. Look, it's hot. It is hot. I'll come again. They've got folks here. We'll make sure we're okay. But I have to tell you all again, in all seriousness, to come and gather like this, to talk about our freedoms, the ability to talk about what could be good. And I have to say, this idea of caring for our neighbor and kindness and a hand up when somebody needs it, or just the sense of that people go through things, and to be able to be there when they need it, that's who we are. It's not about mocking. It's not name callings. And you see it amongst them. Yay. Thank you all. They do. Thank you all. We're okay. We have someone down. They're treating him. They're getting him some water, and it's good. He's going to get up. You guys need some water, too? We'll ask him. Teddy, can you see if they have some more water? That'd be great. Take care of your neighbors. There we go. All right. All right, folks. Hey, they're getting him taken care of. I don't want to be too lighthearted. I thought about doing the Minnesota Rouser, but I thought that might be too much over here on you. Look, we'll get him taken care of. You know what this is about. This is about when they talk about the freedoms that we heard. And freedom in education means that our teachers aren't saddled with crippling debt when they go into this. It's student loan debt. And I'll tell you what a big part of this is. We settle our political differences not through violence, but through our votes. The question is pretty simple. This election is all about asking that question. Which direction will this country go in? Donald Trump knows the direction he wants to take us. He wants to take it back. He wants to do the things that you saw, but be very clear. Don't believe him when he plays dumb. He knows exactly what he's talking about. He knows exactly what Project 2025 will do in restricting and taking our freedoms. He knows that it rigs the economy for the super rich. If he gets a chance to go back to the White House, it will be far worse than it was 4 years ago. Raising costs for the middle class, repealing the Affordable Care Act, gutting Social Security and Medicare, the very safety nets that protect people when they're down. And of course, banning abortions across this country, with or without Congress. This is where we talk to our neighbors. Donald Trump is not for you or your family. And Trump's running mate shares those same dangerous and backward beliefs. You know, just like all of us in regular America, we go to Yale, and then we have our careers funded by Silicon Valley billionaires. And then you write a book about the place you grew up and you trash that place. Come on, that's not who Wisconsin is. That's not who Minnesota is. We're better than that. We're better than that. One of the best parts of this job is going to be, I can't wait till the debate. So. Look, I've done this enough, and I know bullies, and I'm not a name caller, but what I am as a teacher, I observe things. So I want to tell you, what I observed and you've observed about these guys when you see them, that it's a very clear thing. Yes, they are creepy and weird as hell. You see it. This is not normal. This is not normal behavior. Nobody's asking for this crazy stuff. So I'll tell you what. You heard it from the vice president. You've heard her talk about this. We're sure the hell not going back. We're not going back. We are not going back. We are not going back. We damn sure aren't, but it's even more than that. This is a campaign about where we're going, and that's a future where everyone matters and everyone's included. Kamala Harris, she believes in the freedom to make your own choices. She believes in opportunity for every single person to join the middle class. And she believes in the promise of America. Thank you, Madam Vice President.
To the people of Southern Minnesota for 12 years, he was a congressman. To his former high school students, he was Mr. Walls. And to his former high school football players, he was Coach. Coach. And in 90 days, the nation will know Coach Walls by a new title, Vice President of the United States of America. Oh, it really is good to be back in Wisconsin. So listen, let me tell you, I am clear. The path to the White House runs right through this state. And with your help, we will win in November. We are going to win. We are going to win. And I've been here many times, as you all know, recently and even before. And many of you know then, before I was elected Vice President, before I was elected United States Senator, I was an elected Attorney General, and before that, an elected District Attorney. And before that, I was a courtroom prosecutor. So in those roles, I took on perpetrators of all kinds. Predators who abused women. Fraudsters who ripped off consumers. Scammers who broke the rules for personal gain. So hear me when I say, I know Donald Trump's tight. I know his tight. In fact, I've been dealing with people like him my whole career. For example, as Attorney General of California, well, hold on, you know what? The courts are going to handle that part of it. What we're going to do is beat him in November. So I'll tell you, as Attorney General, I took on one of our country's largest for-profit colleges that scammed students. Well, Donald Trump ran a for-profit college that scammed students. As a prosecutor, I specialized in cases of sexual abuse. Well, Donald Trump was found liable for committing sexual abuse. As Attorney General, I held the big Wall Street banks accountable for fraud. Well, Donald Trump was just found guilty of fraud. 34 counts. So in this campaign, I'll tell you, I will proudly put my record against his any day of the week. Any day of the week. But let's make no mistake, this campaign is not just about us versus Donald Trump. It's about two very different visions for our nation. Two very different visions. One, for us, focused on the future. The other, focused on the past. And Wisconsin, we fight for the future. We fight for a future where every worker has the freedom to join a union. Future where every senior can retire with dignity. A future where we build a broad-based economy, and one where every American has the opportunity to own a home, to start a business, to build wealth. And understand, in this fight, as Tim Walz likes to point out, we are joyful warriors. Yeah. Joyful warriors. Because we know that while fighting for a brighter future may be hard work, hard work is good work. Hard work is good work. And so, we will continue to fight for affordable housing, for affordable health care, affordable child care, and paid leave. We believe in a future where we lower the cost of living for America's families so that they have a chance not just to get by, but to get ahead. Because while our economy is doing well by many measures, prices for everyday things like groceries are still too high. You know it and I know it. You know, when I was Attorney General, I went after price-fixing schemes. And when I am president, it will be a day one priority to fight to bring down prices. I will take on big corporations that engage in illegal price gouging. I will take on corporate landlords that unfairly raise rents on working families. I will take on big pharma and cap the cost of prescription drugs for all Americans. And continue to bring manufacturing jobs back to America and back to communities like Eau Claire. So all this is to say, strengthening our economy and building up the middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. Because you see, Coach Walls and I know when America's middle class is strong, America is strong. And as we work to move our nation forward, Donald Trump intends to take our nation backward. There is so much evidence of that point. There really is. But look at most recently Project 2025 in that agenda. Project 2025, you know, if you have some time to take a look at it, I'm telling you, it is a plan to weaken the middle class. It is a plan to weaken the middle class. If he is elected, Donald Trump intends to give tax breaks to billionaires and big corporations. He intends to cut Social Security and Medicare. He intends to surrender our fight against the climate crisis, and he intends to end the Affordable Care Act. And because we all remember what it was like before the Affordable Care Act, we understand what that means. That's about taking us back to a time when insurance companies had the power to deny people with pre-existing conditions. You remember that? What that was like when we're not going back. We are not going back. We are not going back. But in order to know where we need to go, let's remember the past and what that was like. Because we cannot forget. On that point about the ACA, remember? People with pre-existing conditions being denied, children with asthma, breast cancer survivors, grandparents with diabetes. That was no joke. And we cannot go back. Ours has to be a fight for the future and a fight for freedom. A fight for freedom. Across our nation, we have been witnessing a full-on assault against hard-fought, hard-won freedoms and rights. The freedom to vote, the freedom to be safe from gun violence, the freedom to breathe clean air and drink clean water, the freedom to love who you love openly and with pride, and the freedom of a woman to make decisions about her own body and not have her government telling her what to do. And let's remember the traditions of our great country. Generations of Americans before us led in the fight for freedom. And now then, as they would expect, the baton is in our hands. The baton is in our hands, each and every one of us. So we then, who believe in the sacred freedom to vote, will finally pass the John Lewis Voting Rights Act and the Freedom to Vote Act. We, who believe in the freedom to live safe from gun violence, will finally pass universal background checks, red flag laws, and an assault weapons ban. We, who believe in reproductive freedom, will fight for a woman's right to choose. And we remember that when he was president, Donald Trump handpicked 3 members of the United States Supreme Court, the court of Thurgood and RBG, because he intended for them to overturn Roe v. Wade. And as he intended, they did. And now more than 20 states in our country have a Trump abortion ban, many with no exceptions even for rape and incest. And if he wins, we all know he will sign a national abortion ban to outlaw abortion in every state, even in Wisconsin. But we are not going to let that happen. Because we trust women. And when I am president of the United States and when Congress passes a bill to restore the protections of Roe v. Wade, I will sign it into law. Took time out of your busy lives and days and all your obligations to come out here and to be together as one community. And I know you did it also because we all know, listen, so much is on the line in this election. It can't be said seriously enough. So much is on the line. And compounded with everything else that we knew was on the line, think about the fact that last month, the United States Supreme Court basically told the former president, who has been convicted of fraud, that going forward he will be immune no matter what he does in the White House. Think about what that means and the changed circumstances since 16620 when you think about what that court decision means. Donald Trump has openly vowed if reelected he will be a dictator on day one. That he would weaponize the Department of Justice against his political enemies. That he would round up peaceful protesters and throw them out of our country. And even, quote, terminate the United States Constitution. So let us be clear, Someone who suggests we should terminate the Constitution of the United States should never again have a chance to stand behind the seal of the President of the United States. So basically, I think it all comes down to this. We're all here because we love our country. We love our country. And I do believe it is the highest form of patriotism to fight for the ideals of our country. And that's how we preserve the promise of America. Because after all, the promise of America is what makes states from blue states, from the heartland to the coast. We are running a campaign on behalf of all Americans. And when elected, we will govern on behalf of all Americans. Because Coach Walls and I know, and we're clear about this, unlike the other side, we work for you. We work for you, the American people, and we will always fight for you. for your family, for your freedoms, and for your future. So Wisconsin, ultimately this election is about a question that we each face. We each face a question in this election, and that is, what kind of country do we want to live in? Do we want to live in a country of freedom, of compassion, of rule of law, or a country of chaos, fear, and hate? And the beauty of our democracy is we each have the power individually and collectively. We each have the power in a democracy to answer that question. The power is with the people. The power is with the people. So in the next 90 days, we need you to use your power. We need you to knock on doors. We need you to register folks to vote. We need you to energize and organize and mobilize and make your voices heard. And I'll tell you, about an hour ago after I landed on Air Force Two, I met a collection of young leaders from Girl Scout Troop 3307. Oh, they were spectacular. Oh, they were spectacular. None of them high, taller than 3 feet. They were spectacular. And one of those young leaders had a shirt on that said, "You are powerful and your voice matters." Right? From the mouths of babes, they're telling us. They're telling us. And so let's remember that. Let's remember our power. Let's remember our voice matters. And with that, then I ask, are you ready to make your voices heard? Yeah. Do we believe in freedom? Do we believe in opportunity? Do we believe in the promise of America? Yeah. And are we ready to fight for it? God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.